time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by the K-Band Savings Bank and Moynihan Lumber. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro. What's going on, everybody? Hope all are well. We have another show here on msonewsports.com in the Merrimack Valley. And we are excited to bring on our guest. It's going to be a Central Catholic girls lacrosse coach, having another great year. Always in the mix there, always solid program. So we're looking forward to catching up with that coach. And then after, we'll just gab a little bit. So let me get out of the way and thank Moynihan Lumber, our sponsor for the show. And just have a commercial and then come right back.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Don Nicastro, back at it with return guest after coming on around last summer talking about a state title, first in school history for Central Catholic girls lacrosse. She's back at it, trying to defend the title again. Super easy task, right, Coach Vanessa Pino?
last year with the girls I had, I think it's crazy to say, but it seemed a lot easier than I would have ever expected. But the leadership that we had was really the whole reason behind it and how bad they all wanted it. So it really was easy with hard work within the ease, though.
Yeah, yeah. Now, is that year four for you when you capture the title as a head coach?
Year four is right now.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. You do know, like, not everyone wins a state title in their first 5 years, right?
I know. And you got it's so funny. Way. I know. Whenever I go to the school events, like this fall and winter, everyone was like, you know, this is so uncommon, right? You're like not a legend, but that's so amazing. That's so unheard of. But it truly was all the girls. They were just amazing people.
I know. I get like, the spectrum, the whole spectrum of like a coach who's waited 25 years to do it.
Yeah.
Some of them went in their first year. You won in your third. Just a great, like, it's like it must feel like a journey to, you know, to have the girls pull it off and you've seen them grow, you know, in 3 years. You must have had 3 year like starters and players on that team last year, right?
Yeah. Actually, all the seniors were on the team since freshman year.
Okay. Yeah.
So that obviously contributed to it, but they seriously grew like immensely throughout the 3 years. I felt like they were like my kids. It was just like the best thing in the whole world.
Yeah. And it culminates in that amazing Division I state title, first in program history. And you guys are back now. So 2025, you know, what does the team look like? How would you compare it to last year in terms of like, what's the bread and butter for the 2025 crew versus the 2024 crew?
So I feel like the 2024 crew was trying to think. They all had the same goal and they all knew. Well, first of all, we lost in the final eight, 2 years, elite eight, 2 years in a row. Yes. So that obviously stung a little bit. But I feel like last year, what everyone knew their role, whether they were, you know, a bench player, the hype girl, the top goal scorer, the top defender, the ground ball machine, everyone had a specific role last year and they kind of just like knew it. And it all just like made the most perfect puzzle. And I feel like that came with the maturity. And, you know, we had 10 seniors. So it was like a very like mature team, like kind of in the sense, like there were so many like adults, like so many, you know, like old girls on the team.
Yeah.
So I feel like that helped a lot with the team being pretty much split upperclassmen and younger underclassmen. But this year, I feel like the girls are still kind of trying to figure out who, what their roles are in a sense. You know, we obviously have Carrie Finneran returning, who is a top goal scorer in the area, yeah. Never mind on the team. But I feel like some girls are now kind of struggling, like, am I the goal scorer? Am I the top defender? And, you know, we don't have the 10 seniors, like, putting everyone in their place, essentially. So that, I think, it's not that we're lacking leadership or not, because our three captains are amazing. I feel like the team is, like, kind of all the same age this year.
Yeah.
And we only have five seniors, and the rest are juniors and sophomores. So now I kind of feel like the girls are like, wait, am I the boss or is she the boss? So... But the team chemistry is amazing. The girls love each other. They're getting along so well. But I think this year our strength is our offense for sure. We're doing a rebuilding year for our defense and they're crushing it. They're learning and growing day by day. But our offense is moving a little bit more, not smoothly, because I feel like that's like not very uplifting. It's just coming more natural right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, April 14th, the time of this interview, where do you guys stand right now, record wise?
We are 4-2. Is it 4-2 or four? It's 4-2. Yes. We lost to Concord Carlisle and Lincoln Sudbury. We just beat Pawtucket in overtime, Andover, Chelmsford, and Mansfield.
Wow. Those are big wins. I mean,
yes.
Two of those teams of the Merrimack Valley who were in the Elite Eight with you guys last year.
I know.
In fact, there were four teams in the Elite Eight. You guys are the only ones that survived the Elite Eight. The Valley all had teams they were playing outside of the Valley in the Elite Eight, and you guys survived.
We did. We represented well in the tournament. It was awesome for the conference. It was great. Wow. We were powerhouses last year. It was awesome.
Yeah, four teams in the Elite Eight out of the Valley, and that's Central, of course, Andover, North Andover, and Chelmsford. And you guys met Chelmsford in the Elite Eight.
Yes.
15-11 win. That was your first sort of test in the tournament. That must have been just a grind.
It was a grind. It's always a grind against Chelmsford. I know Central Catholic and Andover are two rivalry schools, but... Yeah. Over the last 3 years, the Chelmsford Central girls lacrosse rivalry is like no other. It is an absolute battle, bloodbath for the whole 60 minutes. And I play college lacrosse. I'm telling you, it is one of the most physical lacrosse games ever. It's so amazing and so intense.
Yeah, it brings out the best in both sides, you know.
It does.
And it's like you have those rivalries and they show up at the field. You're like, how dare you show up at my field? Like, you know, you just get those juices flowing. You're like,
right.
Get them. I want to win today more than anything in the world. Mm-hmm. Nah. Once you get going, it becomes a game.
Yeah.
No, that's what a start. I mean, and Pawtucket, that non-league win, they're looking really good. I know they have interviewed on my show, on the other show. I got a North Shore Sports Desk and she was an incredible little speedster. What's her name? She was she's going to Duke.
Yes, I heard that. I don't remember if it was number 25. Number 25 was really good. She's tall. She has red hair. That's why I just remember her number because of her hair color. But she was fast, and they had a couple really good attackers. They were a really good team.
Yeah, Sydney Trout, as I looked it up just now. She's
okay.
She was the one that came back from an injury and she's going to Duke. Yeah. So
Oh, yeah. She had the knee brace on, I think.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. She was really, yeah, they, that was a great game. I wasn't shocked by their skill. Cause I don't underestimate any team, but it was good. It was a really good game. They were fast. It was a good competition. I really enjoyed that game.
Yeah. So six games right off the bat. I mean, it's like a little more than a quarter of your season already.
I know. And we played Concord Carlisle, which was a Final Four rematch.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a great game. We ended up losing by one, but they're pretty strong this year too.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, geez, you're ready for the postseason now with all this.
I know. I know, but hopefully we can get some more sunshine and stop playing these winter-like lacrosse games. It's been so cold.
I know. It's always on the lacrosse teams in the spring too. Like, yeah, you guys don't need a perfect field.
I know.
Just do it. Well, most of them are most of like how much percentage would you say are turf fields now anyway? Is it 50-50?
I would probably say 100% nowadays. Okay. We haven't played on a grass field since my first year coaching, and it was Masco, and they might even have turf now.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's mainly, so definitely dominating in the turf versus grass. Okay.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, it's like lacrosse, go out there and do it. Don't, you know, suck it up. Cause baseball and softball, like we'll wait.
I know. I know, poor baseball and softball. They've had like a month long preseason. It's of practice so far.
Yeah, it's someone actually, Jamie Pote, he probably covers you guys here in the Eagle Tribune. So he tweeted, I don't know if you saw it, but
I did. I agree with him, I think.
Yeah, I saw that. It's easier said than done. I've made like statements in the past, like, why don't you move the Thanksgiving game to, and then I don't think like another problem that it brings up, but it made sense to move things back and just find some way for those spring athletes.
I know.
The whole month of April almost becomes useless.
It does. Yeah, I know. You know. I know. I feel like we're not in the safe zone until May.
May, at least May. Yeah. So. I mean, it was snowing up. I'm only a little bit up the ways from you guys in Manchester, New Hampshire.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yeah. I moved up here from the North Shore a few years ago and we got snow. We were buried.
Saturday we had snow. We were kind of shoveling the turf a little bit up for practice.
Yeah. Yeah. But back to your captains. You mentioned them earlier, taking the throne.
Yes.
Who are they and what do they bring to the team?
So we have Kerry Finneran, who has been a stud athlete since her freshman year. She's a three-time elite athlete at Central. She's dominated field hockey, basketball, and lacrosse. She actually last year on state championship day, she got her, she found out she got basketball player of the year. So she went 3-for-3 that year from lacrosse the year before. Oh, no, sorry. It was lacrosse. So she did field hockey, basketball, and then we announced the lacrosse one that day and she got player of the year of lacrosse too. So she's good. She's a great leader. Just the way she plays. I mean, she really knows when to take control. I've seen the most growth in her from freshman year to senior year. She's become, you know, she's really come out of her shells, like socially, vocally, and the way she plays. So she is just someone who is absolutely dominant on both sides of the ball. I mean, she's got like almost 400 goals, 400 draw controls, all that crazy stuff. And then we have Livy Rondo. She is also a middie. She's great. She transferred into Central her sophomore year, so she's been with us a little bit less, but she's just gritty, grinds, hard worker. And then we have Cam Donlin, who's also a middie, and she's been with us the whole time. And just, you know, she's like kind of the mediator. She's sweet, but can, you know, be a hardo and really works hard. And she is like a play setter upper, but scores when she needs to type deal. Like she knows when she needs to really put the jets on. So they just are a perfect three-way match.
Yeah. And you said earlier, you know, you're looking at defense to grow constantly throughout the season. It's who are some of the players back there that are holding the fort in these first six games?
So we have senior Chloe Waldron. She's our leader down there age wise. We have Ali Armano, who is a junior. Hayden Finn, who's a junior, and then we've been putting in I'm trying to think off my head. CeCe Bayer, who is a sophomore. So CeCe, honestly, as a sophomore, is really kind of taking charge down there because she was on the team last year. And so was Allie. Chloe was hurt. Hayden made the team this year. But they're working well together. They're just figuring out all their little kinks right now.
Yeah. Yeah, and we talked earlier about the Valley, of course, you know, putting four Elite Eight teams into that one tournament last year. How is the Valley shaping up this year? Any changes with the way things are split up or same setup and same competition?
I would say probably same competition from what I'm kind of seeing score wise on the schedules right now. Chelmsford was a really good game. We played them. We played Andover last week when it was 15 degrees out. So, and their field is cold. They got a big open field over there. They looked pretty good this year, pretty fast. And Billerica is still the same. And then I think North Andover is always a great game too. They obviously have great athletes over there, but I'm thinking us and Chelmsford are still going to kind of maybe hold up the top spots up there. But we'll see. Just got to keep working. That's our goal, to chug through the MVC again this year.
Yeah. You have any, friends, family, whatever that you run into when you draw Methuen on your schedule? Because that's your hometown, right?
Methuen is my hometown, but I grew up in Tewksbury.
Okay.
And I went to Central Catholic, so I'm not really a true Methuen girl. And we actually don't play Methuen. They're in the other.
Okay.
We split with them.
Anything. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But it is cool. My college coach took over the JV program there, which is fun. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm actually not really a Methuen girl, so I don't really know anybody over there.
And how about Tewksbury? You don't have them on the schedule either?
No. Tewksbury, Dracut, Methuen, and Lowell are in the other. I think the small. I don't even know what it's called. D2 maybe now.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure. I forget how we split it. Big and small, maybe, type deal.
Yeah. Yeah. Gotcha. And, you know, getting back to the schedule for you guys coming up, who are some of the non-leaguers you have down the road that you're going to draw and get good competition from?
We have Portsmouth, New Hampshire, which is always a great game. We do have Wellesley again. So that will be a great, state championship matchup.
Yeah.
We got NDA Hingham, and obviously everybody, if you know girls lacrosse, they're an absolute powerhouse.
Yeah.
They make little to no mistakes, but great competition, a great team to learn from.
Yeah.
We got Weymouth next week. They're usually good. I'm trying to think Cohasset. We're going down to Cohasset this year. I know they're a pretty big program in Division two or three.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to think. I think that's all we really have for out of conference.
You're playing Hingham, Notre Dame Hingham. That's a Division One versus Division Two state champ.
Yeah.
Matchup.
Yeah, they're really good. I mean, you got to give credit where credit's due. They are a very well-oiled machine. We've played them the last 2 years.
I would say the same thing about you guys, Coach.
Thank you. Yeah. She's a great coach. We played them last year. We really played well last year. We only ended up losing to them by 3, and it was in like the last, a couple seconds, but that will be a really good game for us to learn from, another really good team.
Yeah, they were 17-1. You guys were 19-2. Not a lot of losses between these two teams.
I know.
Well, so it's not, a lot of you, almost half or so maybe is like non-league for you guys, it seems.
Yeah. Well, because we only play Billerica, Chelmsford, Andover, North Andover. So that's only 8 games.
8 games. Mostly is league then.
Yeah, and then we're playing, I think we're doing 20 this year. Last year we had 22. I think it's 20 this year, if I can remember off the top of my head, yeah.
Well, that was 14 non-leaguers last year, 12 this year.
Yeah, we kind of struggled to get some games this year. Not a lot of people wanted to play us. Yeah.
Yeah, that MIAA form, some coaches have like an approach of, well, let's get the 10 wins.
Yeah.
Let's get in the turn. Or let's do tough and we can go 8-12, but we'll still make it because it was hard,
Right. I know the power rankings are crazy. It's funny. Sometimes a loss helps you more than a win.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird. Yeah. It depends on how the other team does after they play you or whatever.
Right.
Their wins or something. I don't know.
Right.
I don't tend to know exactly how it works, but yeah, that's cool. So how about your assistant staff? Who'd you bring back this year? Same crew, or is any new faces in there for coaches?
Same crew. My direct assistant staff is Deanna Savory and Emily Frischone, and we all grew up together. We played in high school together and stuff. And then Anna is the JV coach, but she usually joins us for the home games and stuff. But same staff, same goals, still chugging along. And we all work so well together. So I really couldn't imagine hiring anybody else or, you know, bringing anyone else on type deal.
Awesome. Well, let's talk about the immediate future. What's the rest of this week look like for you?
We got North Andover tomorrow night, which is a great game. Got to win it, you know, big conference game. And then we have Billerica Thursday. So same thing, hoping to go 2-0 this week and, you know, move that much further up on the conference chart.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be a nice, almost midway point. If you can, after this week, you have 8 games.
I know. I can't believe that. Yeah. It's insane.
Yeah. What's up, baseball, softball? We can play. Catch up.
Right. I know. They've literally had softball and baseball. Both have only had 2 games for Central right now.
Yep. Vanessa Pino, it's been a pleasure once again to have you on the show. We wish Central Catholic the best of luck. And if you are on the show in late June, that's a good thing.
That's a great thing.
So let's hope you get back.
Thank you. We're going to manifest and work towards that again this year.
Heck yeah. All right, Coach. Good luck. We'll talk.
Thank you.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Sylvan Street Grill.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All right, we're back. Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. Thanks to Coach Pino for that great interview. Central Catholic girls lacrosse. Let's go around the horn a little bit on the Merrimack Valley just to get some stuff that's going on. We wanted to get some Merrimack Valley ties to the Boston University men's ice hockey team, which fell in the finals of the Frozen Four to Western Michigan, unfortunately, but had a great season. And Andover's own Shane LaChance was a sophomore on the Terriers this year. He played for the Youngstown Phantoms in the USHL. Season highlights, 2024 Friendship Four Player of the Tournament, Hockey East Rookie of the Week. He's won before in December 23 and December 24. He's had great December's first week back-to-back there. I guess he had 2 rookie seasons. Hockey East All-Academic Team, 23-24. As a sophomore this season, appeared in all 38 games, 5th on the team in points, goals, and assists. He had 11, 18, 29. Not bad. 3 game-winning goals and 20 block shots. He had a great Friendship 4 tournament again. They won with wins over Merrimack and Notre Dame. He had the game-winning goal and 2 assists in the title game against the Fighting Irish after tallying a goal against the Warriors. So he scored twice in a 5-3 loss to Lowell on November 8th. And, you know, as a freshman, so sophomore this year, freshman last year, he appeared in all 40 games, had 13 goals and 14 assists for 27 points. And made an impact in the NCAA Sioux Falls regional round with a 2 points, goal and assist in that win for BU over number 7, Minnesota. Before Boston University, he was selected in the 6th round by the Edmonton Oilers, 186th overall in the 2021 draft. Played for the Youngstown Phantoms, helping them win a 2023 Clark Cup. Tied for 4th among all USHL skaters. So good stuff for Andover's own. Andover's own Shane LaChance. Try to get him on the show down the road. Big boy, too. 6'5", 218. Solid. Solid dimensions there. So that's pretty much it, you know, from the Merrimack Valley. It is early in the high school sports season, so not that much happening. Not a lot of theme shaping up yet. We're pretty much going to wait, you know, to get heavy into the spring sports scene when the rankings start coming out. And that should be soon. That should be soon. We'll have the latest rankings for you every week. They come out Tuesday, so we'll be able to get those in for the show and kind of get some trends, you know, going on. So we're gonna pause there and call it a week. We appreciate everyone coming on the show and listening, and Moynihan Lumber, our sponsor. So we'll be back next week. One more April show to go on the 24th. So we'll talk to you then, everybody. Have a good rest of the month. Or, well, rest of the week, I should say. We'll be back in April.